Can you drink the chalice that I shall drink? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, Jesus said to St. John and his brother James that St. John should be ready to drink the chalice of his passion. Our Lord included here that St. John was to take part in the sufferings of Christ on Calvary and then in the triumph of resurrection. But our Savior's prediction was to be accomplished in even more literal sense. This accomplishment would entitle St. John the merit and crown of martyrdom. We have red vestments today, and even though St. John is not a martyr, he, by his courage and suffering, merited the crown likable to martyrdom. And the instrument of this merit of martyrdom was Domitian, the emperor of Rome and persecutor of Christians. Domitian was in all sense a classic dictator and tyrant. He was hated by all men because of his cruelty, and he was the author of the second general persecution of the church after Nero who had killed Saints Peter and Paul. As an emperor, Domitian blasphemously took the titles of God and Lord to himself. He reigned 15 years, that is from the year 81 to 96. In cruelty, he surpassed Nero. Emperor Nero had often shunned the sight of barbarous executions, of which Romans were used to do, like you know from the crucifixion. But Domitian was known to personally see and delight in seeing the executed people in their sufferings and enjoying seeing them to be tortured. It is said that Emperor Domitian deluged Rome with the blood of its noble citizens. What became to the Christians not only the sanctity of their doctrine and manners was the strongest reproach of the crimes of this tyrant, but the general hatred of the pagans gave this cruel emperor an excuse now practice his cruel deeds in shedding the innocent blood of Christians. And Domitian's prime target was Saint John. Saint John was then, at the end of the first century, the only surviving apostle, and at that time he governed all the churches of Asia with the highest reputation, which was acquired by his dignity, virtue, and miracles. He was truly the last apostle, the last remnant of those selected personally by Christ himself. And for this great and holy man, Domitian was now set to destroy. The emperor's troops seized St. John at Ephesus, and he was sent prisoner to Rome in the year 95. The cruel emperor now condemned him to a most barbarous death by ordering him to be cast into a cauldron of boiling oil. The holy apostle was first scourged according to Roman custom, which ordered this punishment to criminals who were not Roman citizens. And after scourging, St. John was given to the executioner. He was then thrown into this cruel vessel of boiling oil. Saint John had heard with great joy this barbarous sentence, and had exulted at the thought of speedily rejoicing his Redeemer in heaven. And he was also happy to repay love for love in the best manner he was able, that is, to die for him who had laid down his most precious blood and life to save all sinners from hell. Saint John was a special apostle of love, and because the crucifixion and death of our Lord was the greatest showing of love there ever was, he was waiting happily to repay love with love by his own death. But God, who always holds the final word in the fate of each man, had different plans. God conferred on Saint John the honor and merit of martyrdom, that's why our red vestments today, but suspended the heat of the fire in the cauldron. And Saint John, like the three children in the Babylonian furnace, came out from the cauldron more fresh and lively than he had entered there. The Emperor Domitian saw this miracle, but without drawing from it the least advantage. He was like another Pharaoh who hardened his heart and did not set the Israelites free. So also Emperor Domitian remained hardened in his evilness. However, maybe in fearing that Saint John was a magician, the emperor was satisfied with banishing the holy apostle into a little island called Patmos. There Saint John finished the final book of the Bible, named the Apocalypse, and which book was probably at least part of the reason God chose to save him from the cauldron. Cruel emperor got his full punishment in the following year, in 96. He was assassinated, his statues were everywhere pulled down, his name was erased from all public buildings, and his decrees were declared void by the Senate. On the other hand, Saint John was vindicated. He returned to Ephesus in the reigning of Emperor Nerva, and continued his apostleship there until he died. This glorious triumph of Saint John in the cauldron happened outside a gate of Rome, which was called Latina. A church was consecrated there in the same place in memory of this miracle under first Christian emperors. It is said to have been a pagan temple of a goddess Diana before it was converted to the worship of the true God. Dear children, the moral of today's great feast is that God always triumphs in the end, and the good will always win and prevail, like Saint John rising unharmed from the boiling cauldron. Saint John was doomed to be put to death by an executioner, but it was his judge, the Domitian, who eventually lost. Not only did this cruel emperor face a cruel death, but also the very place where the holy apostle was supposed to be put to death was turned in the most great Christian church later. So in your life, children, never lose hope or never stop believing and trusting in God. We have seen in religion that God always turns everything to good. In our lives, we might not always see or experience all the good effects which he has bestowed on us or reserved on us, but in heaven and in the end, we will finally receive our own glorious triumph, that is, save our souls to heaven. And if God should choose to give you difficulties and some sorrow in your life, remember that a Christian who puts his hope on God will always resurrect as a winner, as Saint John from the boiling oil, and as our Lord from his tomb on Easter. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.